AI scientist finds new weapon against drug-resistant malaria in toothpaste. An ingredient commonly found in toothpaste could be employed as an anti-malarial drug against strains of malaria parasite that have grown resistant to one of the currently used drugs. This discovery, led by researchers at the University of Cambridge, was aided by Eve, an artificially intelligent robot scientist. When a mosquito infected with malaria parasite bites someone, it transfers the parasites into their bloodstream via its saliva. These parasites work their way into the liver, where they mature and reproduce. After a few days, the parasites leave the liver and hijack red blood cells, where they continue to multiply, spreading around the body and causing symptoms, including potentially life-threatening complications. Malaria kills over 500,000 people each year, predominantly in Africa and Southeast Asia. While a number of medicines are used to treat the disease, malaria parasites are growing increasingly resistant to these drugs, raising the specter of untreatable malaria in the future. Now, in a study published in the journal Scientific Reports, a team of researchers employed the robot scientist Eve in a high-throughput screen and discovered that triclosan, an ingredient found in many toothpastes, may help the fight against drug resistance. When used in toothpaste, triclosan prevents the buildup of plaque bacteria by inhibiting the action of an enzyme known as enol reductase, ENR, which is involved in the production of fatty acids. Scientists have known for some time that triclosan also inhibits the growth in culture of the malaria parasite Plasmodium during the blood stage, and assumed that this was because it was targeting ENR, which is found in the liver. However, subsequent work showed that improving triclosan's ability to target ENR had no effect on parasite growth in the blood. Working with Eve, the research team discovered that in fact, triclosan affects parasite growth by specifically inhibiting an entirely different enzyme of the malaria parasite, called DHFR. DHFR is the target of a well-established anti-malarial drug, pyrimethamine. However, resistance to the drug among malaria parasites is common, particularly in Africa. The Cambridge team showed that triclosan was able to target and act on this enzyme even in pyrimethamine-resistant parasites. Robot scientists like Eve could be key to meeting the grand challenge of engineering better personalized medicines. Drug-resistant malaria is becoming an increasingly significant threat in Africa and Southeast Asia, and our medicine chest of effective treatments is slowly depleting, said Professor Steve Oliver from the Cambridge Systems Biology Center. The search for new medicines is becoming increasingly urgent. Because triclosan inhibits both ENR and DHFR, the researchers say it may be possible to target the parasite at both the liver stage and the later blood stage. Lead author Elizabeth Bilsland, now an assistant professor at the University of Campinas in Brazil, added, "The discovery by our robot colleague Eve that triclosan is effective against malaria targets offers hope that we may be able to use it to develop a new drug. We know it is a safe compound, and its ability to target two points in the malaria parasite's life cycle means the parasite will find it difficult to evolve resistance." Eve was developed by a team of researchers at the universities of Manchester, Aberystwyth, and Cambridge to automate, and thereby speed up, the drug discovery process by automatically developing and testing hypotheses to explain observations, run experiments using laboratory robotics, interpret results to amend their hypotheses, and then repeat the cycle, automating high-throughput hypothesis-led research. Professor Ross King from the Manchester Institute of Biotechnology at the University of Manchester, who led the development of Eve, said, "Artificial intelligence and machine learning enables us to create automated scientists that do not just take a brute force approach, but rather take an intelligent approach to science. This could greatly speed up the drug discovery progress and potentially reap huge rewards." For more artificial intelligence news, find out how AI can reduce injuries in the construction industry. Source: University of Cambridge.